Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm enjoying myself here in Portland, Oregon. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Hey, Shep, you're thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away from me.
I am.
You're a good guy anyway. I still like you. Anyway, we get started here every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We got a lot more to do. We've talked about soccer. Some people like it, some people don't. Be respectful about it. We've talked about hockey. Yeah, hockey. Alex Ovechkin, he's the third guy in NHL history to score 800 goals. And as we continue on with the show, this is what we do. Every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. Tonight is no different. We're talking about coaches who give the best sound bites. I'm giving you a top six list of some of the most quotable coaches that you have probably ever heard in your life. It takes a lot to be a leader. Some guys are screamers, some guys are yellers, some guys are jerks, some guys are quiet, some guys are comedians. Everybody has a different personality of how they lead. And not just coaches. I mean, come on now. Kawhi Leonard, when he actually plays, he's playing tonight, he's one of the best basketball players the NBA has seen. Kawhi Leonard is going to go into the Hall of Fame if he retired tomorrow. I think I've heard Kawhi Leonard say three words in his life. I think I've heard him laugh with that stupid laugh that gets played on just repeat. I've heard that more than I've heard him speak. Then you got guys like Giannis. Affable, funny, self-deprecating. Then you have leaders like LeBron who, you know, he speaks and he's passive-aggressive. And then you got guys like Jeter and Judge. There's different ways to be a leader. Same thing for coaches. But in the world of sports, we know the coaches are the leader of the team. They're the ones who are accountable. They never necessarily get all the credit in the world when things are going right. But when things absolutely suck, the coaches get blamed. They're the first ones to get the boot. They talk to the media before the players. They talk to the media before the players at practice. They talk after the game. They talk at training camp. They get asked about strategy. When they're right, nobody cares. When they're wrong, they get decimated. It's tough being a coach. That's why they get paid the big bucks. Win, lose, or draw. And with all of that pressure, sometimes they're bound to snap. Sometimes their real personality will come out. Some of them are funny. Some of them are angry. Some of them are mean. I mean, you might remember this one. There's a guy. He's back on TV now because he got the boot from Arizona State. It's Herman Edwards. Every time this man opened up his mouth for the New York Jets, you got a classic. And I don't think there was any more classic of a quote from Herm Edwards than this right here.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You go play to win. When you start telling me it doesn't matter, then retire. Get out. Because it matters.
Yeah, well, there you go. Herm Edwards didn't make the top six, but, I mean, he is someone. You put a microphone in his face. There's a reason why Herm Edwards, even now, almost 20 years later, he's on ESPN. He's a good quote. He's entertaining. And so Herm Edwards is an example right there. But let's not waste any time. Let's get to the real deal. It's time for a new top six list. Quotable coaches. Who gives the best sound bites? Where's the fancy music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list. Only on the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This list is inspired by someone absolutely awesome and great, and you probably know who it is. If you don't, it will be revealed to you shortly. Top six quotable coaches. Individuals who have given the best sound bites. They are the best interview. They are can't miss TV or radio. Let's not waste time. Which coaches have the gift of gab? What number are we starting with?
Number six.
This man has a nickname. It's the Big Tuna. This man is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He has two championships representing the New York Giants. We got to go to 86 and 1990, having one of the best defenses that the NFL has ever seen. His name is Bill Parcells. Running around in that New York Giants sweater in the 80s. Wearing that big old New York Jets coat in the late 90s. And even being a member of the New England Patriots, eventually coaxing Curtis Martin to come on over and join the New York Jets. Bill Parcells, one of the greatest coaches of all time, helped launch the career of some guy named Bill Belichick. And Bill Parcells, after the Giants, coaching for the Patriots, moving on to the Jets and then the Cowboys. When it was time to leave New England, Bill Parcells made it very clear that my job as a coach isn't just to coach who you give me. I got to be able to go out and pick who I want.
A friend of mine told me something. Okay, now I'm going to quote, and I'm not trying to be cute here, okay? I'm just going to say it. They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
He ain't lying. Don't come in my house bringing me no crap food and expecting a quality meal. You got to let me go shopping. And it doesn't stop there. Bill Parcells ending his career, taking some time, a few years with the Dallas Cowboys. He coached another Hall of Famer. This guy's name is Terrell Owens. And Bill Parcells told everybody how T.O., when he had him in Dallas, was a master manipulator.
Terrell Owens, on Wednesday, he did mention the fact that when you talked to the team on Monday, he didn't pay much any attention to some of those comments. Does that disappoint you, the fact that he said he was...
No, because he sucks you guys in. He hears everything I say. Okay, and he can tell me 3 weeks from now what I said today. So he sucks you guys right in. So consider yourself sucked. Look, fellas, I got to go to practice. You got something important to talk about? Let's talk. If not, I'm going to practice.
Paris, man,
okay, I'm not a dealing in chit chat. It's a time of year where the intensity levels up.
You know, Bill Parcells, no nonsense, man. He could have called the media worse. You guys have been sucked. He could have just said, "Hey, y'all a bunch of suckers." Bill Parcells, the gift of gab, a big-time coach, a lot of mouth. He's number six. Who is number what?
Number five.
Oh, this man, he inspired the list. Unfortunately, he passed away this weekend. We're talking about the former head coach of Mississippi State. We're talking about the man who invented air raid. We're talking about someone who was bombs away all through the air for Texas Tech. It's Mike Leach. There wasn't a microphone that this man did not love. He is one of the most quotable coaches ever. And how could you not be? When you lose a game against the Aggies and you say something like this.
As coaches, we failed to get through to them. As coaches, we failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be and how, you know, we had a whole bunch of people. Everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game. Well, that defies every level of work ethic that exists with regard to football. And as coaches, we have to solve our failure on reaching them, and the players have to listen. And I'm willing to go to fairly amazing lengths to try to make that happen. I don't know if I'll be successful this week or not, but you know, I am going to try, and there will be some people inconvenienced. And if it happens to be their fat little girlfriends, too bad.
Damn. Quite an oxymoron. We talked about that last night. Mike Leach inspired this list. We could have did an entire list just on the favorite and biggest and best Mike Leach quotes, but we wanted to open things up. So thank you to Mike Leach. RIP to him, and condolences to his family. Top six quotable coaches, Mike Leach at number five. What do we got next?
Number four.
Wow. Let's stay in the South. Let's stay in the SEC. Let's take a look at someone who, in any circumstance, he's almost like a pipe bomb. He's almost like a politician. He might lobby one second, and then he might be ticked off the next. It could be against a student reporter. It can be against an established reporter. This man is no holds barred. He has more championships at seven than anyone in the game. He also failed in the NFL. But anyway, it's Nick Saban. I got Nick Saban at number four. I told you this man was a politician. He can lean one way one second and go the other the next. Do you remember when Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts, when these guys were kind of right there on the bubble as to who would start for the Crimson Tide? They beat Louisville one game. They blew them out. Maria Taylor went up to Nick Saban after the game. This is after a win. And Nick Saban? This man lost his mind.
All right, Coach, everyone had questions about who was going to start at quarterback when this game started. What answers did you have about your quarterbacks after watching both of them play tonight?
Well, I still like both guys. I think both guys are good players. I think both guys can help our team. All right, so why do you continually try to get me to say something that doesn't respect one of them? I'm not going to, so quit asking.
Damn. I'm not going to, so quit asking. You might recall that was a big deal about 4 years ago, and Nick Saban apologized for the blow-up. She asked a legitimate question. Hey, which quarterback are you leaning to? And this man blew a gasket. And now here 4 years later, his team is out of the college football playoff completely, and just a couple of weeks ago, this man is lobbying for his team to get in. Look at the dexterity.
I think the whole goal is to get the best teams in the playoff. And if there's any teams that are getting in the playoff that we had to play, would we be the underdog? Or would we be the favorite? And if we would be the favorite, that means we're the better team. Our team finished the season really strong. I think we lost two games in the middle of the season when we weren't 100%. Our quarterback wasn't 100% healthy on the road against top 10 teams. And I think some of the teams show vulnerability when they have big losses at the end of the season. And our team finished strong. So, hopefully we'll do everything we can to get the best teams in the playoff.
How diplomatic. We go from, I'm not going to give it to you, so quit asking, to this man trying to basically weasel his team into the college football playoff. Better luck next year, Nick. I got him at number 4. Top 6 quotable coaches, big time sound bites. What do we got next?
Number 3.
Oh, my God. This guy. Wow. Listening to this man speak most times is like pulling teeth. He's one of the most accomplished coaches that the NFL has ever seen. He got 6 rings. He has 2 rings with somebody that we mentioned earlier on. He has 8 Super Bowl rings. His name is Bill Belichick. Some days he's angry, most days. Some days he's a little bit more excited. And some days he's ready to just try to just be a jerk to you. He's gone through his scandals. He's been fined himself. Nobody forgets Deflategate. And years ago, when Bill Belichick was asked about those deflated footballs, he wasn't quiet. He wasn't shy. He wasn't mean. But he got right to the damn point. Listen.
I just want to share with you what I've learned over the past week. I'm embarrassed to talk about the amount of time that I've put into this relative to the other important challenge in front of us. I'm not a scientist. I'm not an expert in footballs. I'm not an expert in football measurements. I'm just telling you what I know. Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world as she was in the car expertise area, all right? And at no time was there any intent whatsoever to try to compromise the integrity of the game or to gain an advantage.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, he said, I'm not a cheater. Those are the most words that he has ever strung together in a sentence where he didn't sound like a complete ass. Thank you, Bill Belichick. Most times he's chopping down the media. Most times he sounded like somebody peed in his coffee. That's what he sounds like most times. Bill Belichick, he says a whole lot of nothing most times, but for whatever reason, you don't want to miss it. I got him at number 3. We got another quotable coach coming up at this number.
Number 2.
This man, he just got in trouble all the time. There wasn't a time that he opened up his mouth where he didn't have a critic coming after him, where he wasn't out there just telling the media how it is. And sometimes, I think he really took it to an extreme. You know what? His name is Bobby Knight. Yes. 3-time championship winner with Indiana, finished up at Texas Tech, 5 Final Fours. He's in the Hall of Fame. He also choked one of his players. Yeah, you can tell he's pretty intense. But when this man had a mic in front of him, he didn't slow down. What about almost 30 years ago when he was asked about what type of player Damon Bailey will be like for the following year? And this guy, he basically turned it into a comedy show.
If I could determine what the hell he's going to look like next year, that's just what I have no idea. I got to wait until next year to watch him play. I mean, I can't do that.
You would anticipate,
wait,
right?
Wait a minute. I see Bailey. The image is fading. Just a second. Coming back. Yes. Yes. Images are tough to deal with. Sometimes you got to get them in line. Yes, I see Bailey being better.
Do you see him being the playmaker for next year's team?
I mean, this is a damn cheap piece of crystal here. This isn't expensive enough to answer all those questions. This thing, wait a minute, there's something forming here. Forming. It says, what a question.
Damn. He could have just got right to the point and told the reporter that right out of the gate. And then there were times that he did. That was a press conference. He had Steve Alford sitting right there next to him. He had a coach with the Wolfpack, used to be at UCLA. He also won a championship with Bobby Knight. And they were sitting there doing an interview. And Steve was asked a question, and Bobby Knight interrupted the guy asking, and he basically answered for him. Listen to this.
Let me answer that. You know, that is an absolute crock of You know, you and people in the news media, all of you dwell on some negative piece of like that, and I don't know how Steve feels about it, but it just and you don't have to bleep one single word of this.
Wow. Well, we did have to bleep all of it. It got bleeped 30 years ago. You shocked that he choked a guy in 1997? And then ultimately, if you're not a fan of Bobby Knight, if you didn't like him cursing out reporters and news broadcasters and choking his own damn players, I mean throwing chairs, Bobby Knight, this is probably one of the most famous things you will ever hear from any coach ever. Bobby Knight, he had a message for you.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Top six quotable coaches. I have just given you five. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you number one right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really enjoy your show. I try to listen every night. It's a great show.
What's good, JR? Glad to be on the call with you, man. I love the show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Mike Leach inspired tonight's top six list. We're taking a look at some coaches who have delivered some of the best sound bites ever. We're thinking about some of the most quotable coaches ever. We're thinking about coaches who, when the microphone is in front of them, you got to hear them. They're must watch. They're must listen. I'm about to tell you who number one is. Let me give you a recap. At number six, I gave you Bill Parcells, the big tuna. This man was talking about shopping for groceries. He's like, you want me to coach the team? Well, damn it, you got to let me pick the players. And number five, the man who inspired the list, he just passed away at 61 years old. His name is Mike Leach. One of my favorite quotes that he ever delivered, oh, my players lost because they're listening to their fat little girlfriends instead of listening to me. Nick Saban would call it rat poison. Anyway, Nick Saban was number four on the list. Seven championships on the college level, LSU, the majority of them coming, obviously, with Alabama. Nick Saban is like a politician. One second, he's cursing out a student reporter. Another minute, he's cursing out a reporter on national television. And another minute, he's trying to be all diplomatic by trying to get his team into the college football playoff. And number three, quotable coaches. This man grumbles. He's like an evil Star Wars character. It's Bill Belichick. He will describe his way into a play, or he'll tell you something as simple as, "We're on to Cincinnati." He doesn't care about Deflategate. He doesn't care about Spygate. He cares about winning football games. He's an amazing jerk. Bill Belichick is awesome. You got to love the guy. And number two, I gave you Bob Knight. Do you need a reminder of Bob Knight? This man didn't meet a curse word that he did not love. And if you had a problem with Bob Knight and his cursing, he had a very simple message for you that I want you to hear one more time. This is Bobby Knight telling everyone you can basically, well, just listen to Bob Knight tell you.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my
I got Bob Knight at number two. It's a top six list. And so where does that leave us? That leaves us right here.
Number one.
If I have to think about a coach, he has given so many quotes over the course of, oh my God, let's see, 4 plus 22. Wow. Wow, we're pushing. We're almost getting there. Almost pushing 30 years. At number one, he is the longest tenured coach in all of North American sports. He has 5 championships in the NBA, only 5 men to have done so. He has more coaching victories in the NBA than anyone who's ever coached. He's getting ready to turn 74 years old next month. His name is Greg Popovich. Why do I have Greg Popovich as number one here on the list? The most quotable coach. Gives the best sound bites. Because he gives you a little bit of everything. He'll be introspective. He'll educate. He'll be real. He'll be honest. He'll be a jerk. He'll be a comedian. He gives you a little bit of everything. And he has done so here over the past 27 years, 28 years. Greg Popovich is just, he's a man of many words and sometimes few. In some of his best moments, unfortunately this man is no longer here with us, have come with Craig Sager. You know, pulling up to Greg Popovich during a game or after a game or before a game in his wild, outlandish suits and asking Greg Popovich his thoughts on anything. And it was must-watch, must-see TV. Here are some amazing segments between Popovich and Craig Sager.
How have you turned LeBron James into a perimeter player tonight, keeping him out of the paint?
I have no clue.
Well, Coach, a dramatic turnaround at the beginning of that third quarter. What were you doing so well that you want to see here in the fourth?
We competed.
Manu Ginobili made the start. He's been playing very well. How will you use him in the offense here in the fourth?
Same way.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marv.
Well, Coach, defensively, you held Miami to 13 points that quarter, 7 turnovers, and 5 field goals. What was the key?
I think they were looking at your suit.
A little bit of everything. And then sometimes, it wasn't just Craig Sager, sometimes Popovich wouldn't even answer. He didn't want to do these interviews. He wanted to go coach. And right now, the San Antonio Spurs, they don't have Tim Duncan or Tony Parker or Manu Ginobili. The Spurs right now are once again one of the worst teams in the entire NBA. The San Antonio Spurs only have 9 wins. The only team that has less than them, the Charlotte Hornets, the Pistons. They're crap. Greg Popovich might be dragging his team towards Victor Wembanyama, and why the hell not? And so before this season even got started, I don't think I've ever heard this from a coach in my life. Greg Popovich stood in front of the media, and he was honest. He was real about their expectations.
Nobody here should go to Vegas with the thought of betting on us to win the championship. And I know somebody will say, gosh, what a Debbie Downer. There's a chance. What if they work really hard? It's probably not going to happen. But the point is to develop this group and give them the best possible opportunity to have long NBA careers, and whoever comes after me will have an opportunity to take them to the next level. So at this point, the job is really to start them out the right way, just like a new baby.
Oh, yeah. Greg Popovich, 74 years old, popping new babies. God bless him. I have him number one. He just will hit a variety of topics at any point in time. And when it comes to issues and matters outside of basketball, he's not sure. He'll talk about life. There isn't a topic that Greg Popovich will not speak on and provide excellent, excellent insight. It's not always just Greg Popovich being a jerk, although he's a good one at that too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. If I have to think about some of the biggest and best and coaches that have delivered some of the most impactful and fun sound bites, coaches that you can never miss listening to. At number six, I gave you Bill Parcells. At number five, I gave you Mike Leach. At number four, I gave you Nick Saban. At number three, I gave you Bill Belichick. At number two, I gave you Bobby Knight. At number one, I gave you Greg Popovich. There are so many coaches we could have put on this list. So many coaches that were considered. I can think about someone who people don't always think about as a coach. I could think about Yogi Berra. I could get right back to basketball. Greg Popovich was number one. I could think about the true jerk that was Phil Jackson. We can go on and on coaches that you just couldn't miss. Big time. What we're going to do is take a break. The phone lines are open to you right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Who are some coaches? Who are some managers that always gave a good quote? Who are some managers and coaches who always gave a good soundbite? Who are some coaches who you could never miss hearing? I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just gave you a top six list of some of the most quotable coaches ever. They're in front of a microphone. They're on television being interviewed. They're having a group press conference. It's a one-on-one interview. They're making a statement. They might insult you. They might insult the press. They might insult the player. You have no idea what's going to come out of their mouth. And a lot of times, they're just being honest. At number six, I gave you Bill Parcells. Number five, I gave you Mike Leach. And number four, I gave you Nick Saban. And number three, I gave you the evil one, Bill Belichick. And number two, I gave you Bobby Knight. And at number one, I gave you Greg Popovich, the longest tenured head coach in all of North American professional sports. Not afraid to touch on any subject, can be crass, can be short, can be curt, can be hilarious, can be introspective. He can give it to you all. He can also be brutally honest by telling you, don't expect the Spurs to do a damn thing this year. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you missed the full explanation, if you missed the audio, it's very simple. All you have to do is hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can listen to every single example and all of the audio from every coach that I just named. And of course, there are more than six. You know, before the break, I mentioned someone like Phil Jackson. I told you about someone who had a cup of coffee coaching. You think about him as a Hall of Fame catcher. I'm talking about Yogi Berra. What about someone else who was a manager? Man, this guy was, he was relentless. He was intimidating. What about someone like Jim Leland? We can go up and down and up and down about some of the most quotable coaches and managers ever. Let's hear from you. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I will read your tweets if you cannot call. 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is here from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief show.
Hey, JR.
So what's going on, Ralph? Go ahead.
I really wanted to say Herm Edwards, but I realized you already did play him at the beginning before you even gave your top six list. Because the reason I really like his quote, because a lot of times when you look at teams and you see their head down, you're just like, guys, we got to play to win the game. I'm not playing. They're never going to win the game. So that's why he always comes to mind. But another thing really quick I really wanted to say, too. I heard a lot of your callers saying soccer is not a manly sport. I really want to tell them, if you get on the field and basically you get tackled on the floor and you break your ankle, most of the time, guess what happens to soccer players all the time? Long term, the injury used to be greater than that because they used to be carted out of the field with a lot of broken ankles and stuff like that. It's just now they kind of stop the sliding and stuff like that. But to be honest with you, soccer is really brutal. Soccer, and plus, people that say you don't have no hand, it is called football around the world for a reason. Because you got to use your foot to play the game. You can't use your hand to play the game. The only person that can do that is the goalie. But it's called football for a reason.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ralph.
I do love your show.
Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate that.
Tonight.
Thank you, Ralph. Ralph's setting the record straight about soccer. They call it football for a reason. You dumbasses. Ralph, listen to Ralph. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're thinking about some coaches. Amazing sound bites. Amazing things to say. Ken is calling from Pittsburgh. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, how about Jim Moore from, the 80s when he was talking to reporters and, every other word, and, he was swearing.
Okay. You all right, Ken?
Yeah, I'm just nervous. Listen, I'm calling from Pittsburgh. I work nighttime. When I go to work, I listen to you, and then my first break at 1 in the morning, I listen to you for 15 minutes. Yeah, I'm just nervous, that's all. But I'm all right.
No, don't. What are you nervous about? We're friends here. What you nervous about?
I don't know. It's the first time calling, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to spaz out on me like that one guy that was talking about soccer with his hands.
Well,
they call him a jackass,
Why would I spaz out on you? I don't know.
It's like, yeah, I'm sorry, buddy.
I've never had to say such words about anybody ever except for him. You heard what he said, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been listening for like the last hour and a half here.
Yeah, no, well, he said something ridiculous.
Oh, I know he did. I heard it. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so unless you were going to top him, then it's impossible.
Oh, no, I was hoping not,
Yeah, no, but
I
you bring
agree
up.
With,
I remember, he, hold on, wait. I remember when Jim Mora, the most famous thing Jim Mora ever said was playoffs. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's it, see? Now, let me ask you a question about the Pittsburgh Penguins hockey team here. I think they got the best record in December so far. I don't know if it's like 12-2, 13-2. Let me ask you a question there. Do you think they're capable of winning the Stanley Cup this year?
Ken, I'm not going to lie to you, man.
I get
involved with hockey and the Stanley Cup when the playoffs come around, man.
Okay. Well, I got to call you back then.
Yeah, call me back. You need to ask every – and shout-outs to everybody listening on 93.7 The Fan.
Yeah.
No, those are my fault. Yeah, you like Paul Zeiss?
You know what? No. Let me tell you who
whoa.
I like. The guy.
Whoa. That's my guy.
Paul is
my guy. That's my friend. You tell him you don't like Paul, we got beef now.
Oh, he's all right. But let me tell you who I really like. The guys that are on from 10 to 2, Ron Cook and Joe Starkey.
Yeah, I know.
You know them?
Yeah, I know of them, but I don't know them like Paul. Paul's my guy.
Okay. Well, yeah.
It's okay. No, okay, we have our guys, Ken. It's okay.
Okay, well, other than that, I think everybody else on that station ain't no good.
Oh, okay, Ken. Thank you for calling from Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, I'm glad you take my car, buddy.
Ken, cool over your head.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Ken. I mean, damn, come on, Ken. I'm saying, hey, all the guys over there, my friends, he's like, I don't like anybody at the station. Damn. Be nice. Hey, Shep, what? Could he
that
be more
in a hurry?
Could he be more honest?
Yeah, he didn't mince words there.
Yeah, shout outs to my main man Paul Zeiss. Shout outs to everybody, all my friends out in Pittsburgh listening on the fan. I should go to Pittsburgh. You know what, Shep? I need to look at the schedule for the rest of the year. It's not like we got, well, damn it, what do we got? 3 weeks, 4 weeks left?
We have like 2.5 weeks left.
For this year and then the top of the year. And I may need to just make a quick trip up to Pittsburgh. I need to look at the schedule and see if I can make it up there.
Speaking of quarterback coaches, by the way.
Yes.
He's got to be up there.
Oh, my God. Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
You know one of my favorite things? Do we have it on? Is it in the – we do not care. Do we have that?
No, we will have it soon.
Oh, my God. One of my favorite things ever. I could listen to Mike Tomlin. We could play that multiple times a show. We will not do that. But we could just – we do not care. We do not care. Mike Tomlin is like pressing play on a recording. Like you hit play and this man just goes. He also doesn't mince words. He tells you exactly what's on his mind. He gets straight to the point. He's a football coach. Mike Tomlin, yeah, he's can't miss when you want to think about a coach who delivers you a quote. Big time. All the time. John is calling from Toronto. Quickly, John. Go ahead.
Excuse me. I'd like to apologize. The other day I cut myself off.
You're going to cut yourself off again. That's why I said quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, first off, Madden. Who else had a computer game with Madden? You know, like their
video game.
Yeah. The hip football game. There's a computerized football game, Madden football.
Video
you know,
game.
And when I used to listen to him on TV, he was coaching the Raiders there. Did they win the Super Bowl? I know they were in
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And it always made me laugh when he answered the questions, you know, to the commentators, honestly, you know, criticizing.
Well, that's why he's one of the greatest ambassadors, if not to the game of football ever. Thank you so much, John. We got to hit the commercial. More calls on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio.
We do not care.
Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023. But let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com. Many of us are already planning our New Year's resolutions to work out more in 2023, but let's face it, they rarely stick. Well, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, cycling shoes, heart rate monitors, and more with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. Don't wait. Get this offer before it ends on December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com. All access membership separate offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.